Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of the 2A Trend Pickup.
Ooh.
The sleep trender.
Yeah.
I'm Jack. That is Miles.
Yeah.
And we're going to tell you a couple of things that are trending on this Thursday afternoon. The short show title is a reference to sleep unders, wherein parents don't want their kids to sleep over at someone's house. And rather than just saying that shit, they just like go all the way up to they're like edging a sleepover.
Oh, God.
And they're like, all right, I'll let you sleep over there until 2 a.m. and then I'll come by and embarrass the shit out of you.
Yeah.
In front of all your friends.
They'll like that, right? When I knock on the door, when they think it's a ghost story. But no, it's just my embarrassing parent.
Hey, honey.
Who's terminally online.
I'm here to pick you up so nobody notices that you peed in the sleeping bag.
Yeah, just bring it. Just bring it. Don't put it in a garbage bag. Just bring it. Just quickly. It feels like a continuation of like the shit that like our parents in the 80s were like experiencing when they're like, yo, what? Fucking Satan? What? Fucking the dangers out there, and it's like gradually just become more and more and more protective, overprotective. It's like apparently, like on a continuum, parents are just becoming more and more self-described as overprotective.
Yeah,
and I get like we live in a world where you get so much fucking information. You're like, I don't know, man. It's like fucking people got guns everywhere. Everyone's a fucking pervert. I don't fucking know anybody or anything anymore. But this just seems like a little bit too much. I don't know. I mean, I went to fucking sleepovers. I learned a lot about myself.
I went to sleepovers all the time. Like I had strict parents and they also let me sleep over at people's houses. So that was a recipe for me being just two personalities. I was Miles when I was sleeping over, you know what mode I was in?
Demon mode.
I was in demon mode, brother. Yep.
Were you just wild, like going off the walls? Like truly man. Just someone who just got released from incarceration?
Yeah. Smoked my first cigarette, had my first taste of alcohol at a sleepover, snuck out. We would just like be roaming the streets all night. Like from the time.
Yeah.
Because, you had like those parents who's like, those like friends whose parents just like were either drunk. Not around or had substance abuse problems and, you know.
Or just honestly, we're so vibey. They're like, I trust them.
Yeah.
And I'm like, we're 12 years old and we're running through the fucking neighborhood at 3 a.m.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right. All right. I like this kind of vibe parenting.
So I'm kind of split on this one. Like I'm not super eager for my kids to like start sleeping over at people's houses, but I don't think I'm going to be like, okay, it's a sleep under. I will come and like watch over you, you know,
or you know, like, dad's just going to be asleep right here, right in the sleeping bag next to you.
Hey, I get it, guys. You want to hear some ghost stories?
Oh boy. Let me tell you about let me tell you about the crash of 08. What?
But yeah,
I don't know. It just also feels like this is, we're generally, I notice this too, as like now I'm like a new parent. There's so much fucking weird information or quote unquote experts out there, like especially on social media and stuff with like all these like parent hacks and things like that, that it really just undermines. And I think I was saying this early on, there's so much information that it undermines your own like innate instincts as a human being to raise a child. We're like, don't do that. Like, you got to use this tactic. Like, oh, don't ever say this or that or that. I'm like, well, I get a lot of those things are useful. Like, I think if you are, you know, self-aware enough, you probably won't fall into these pitfalls of like completely traumatizing your child or like in it, like inadvertently. I mean, that's always going to be the risk. But I think like with just like all of this added information, people are just very much willing to just sort of like, you know, throw their hands up and be like, well, what does this guide say? What does that guide say? Then being like,
right.
Yeah, I know these parents. Like, I don't think, like, I have no reason to not trust that, like, my kid wouldn't be safe there or, you know, et cetera. Yeah. I don't know, man. Just, like they said, mo information, mo problems.
Yeah, one. Carnes F. Armstrong, a mother of three children, ages 12, 14, and 20, has never allowed her children to spend a night away from her home. Even with other family members. She does, however, want her kids to have a normal childhood experience, so she has settled on letting them attend parties if she can bring them home at bedtime. Like, it's just, you can't have it both those ways.
Yeah.
Even apparently if that means 2 or 3 in the morning. What?
Mm-mm. But, I mean, look, this is, you do what you want to do. And again, I don't know what this person's background is, that they have diminished trust in even their own family members.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, a family, what the fuck?
Yeah,
That's like step one. I'm like, yeah, I trust them. I know them. So y'all just do what you got to do, but do realize that it is humiliation for the kid when you got to get picked up when everybody's doing the other thing.
Yeah. A couple court stories. The judge in Trump's civil fraud trial faced a bomb threat at his home ahead of closing arguments. Once closing arguments started, I'm pretty sure Trump started talking shit. Is that?
Yeah, pretty much immediately. He's like, they're doing a fraud to me. That's where the fraud is. You're like, oh, powerful words. You should be speaking at the Hague, sir.
Right.
With your fucking, your absolute command of the English language as a rhetorician.
Yeah, so that was happening in the U.S. And then at The Hague, an Irish barrister had the closing argument on behalf of the Palestinian people and the case that what Israel is doing is, in fact, genocide. And we'll just link off to that shit in the footnotes.
It is very powerful. It's succinct. It captures the frustration, the anger. Honestly, even as in her own words, the embarrassment that we should have the like, or just develop nations to let this happen and just standing idly by. It's really powerful. And I also, not to make a joke, but I'm the wig thing.
She's rocking
a
wig.
That it's a tradition. It's a tradition there. It just somehow, even despite that, everything rings true. And I'm so bad with, I mean, not that I know Gaelic or anything like that, but it's just like to see like her name, I was like, okay, I can't even try this one.
Oh, what? I haven't even attempted to figure it out, but yeah. The wigs are, I don't know. I respect it. I respect them sticking. I respect anyone who's still just rocking with the openly wig. Clowns, Irish barristers. You know,
I think it's like mostly in European court. I know definitely in the UK, because like anytime I watch those UK crime things, like when they all got to pull up, they're like, yo, let me get my fucking wig on real quick. Okay. Now I'm ready to present the case. But I wonder if like if we had that in the US, we would have less absolute joker clown type lawyers.
Right.
Or like to be like, I mean, like you got to kind of take it serious. I can't just be some grease ball up there with pushed back hair and talk right. my shit if I have to put this little wig on top of it.
I have to look absolutely ridiculous, but you know.
But yeah, the case that South Africa has brought to the international court is, I mean, it's pretty iron. I don't know. I mean, like everything you see, you're like, yeah, they're already preempting like other arguments that the Israel might have to defend what's happening. But yeah, this we'll talk a little bit more about it in tomorrow's episode. But this is just the beginning of a very long process. But hopefully, again, if people hear these words from this barrister, that will hopefully jar some people's eyes open a bit.
Yeah. And also talking about things we'll be talking about on tomorrow's episode, just like shitty AI seems to be a trend that continues unabated. There is a shitty Mario AI hologram that is haunting CES 2024. It's real glitchy. You can get away with anything by just calling it AI. But
yeah, and it's like we get it. It's AI, man. It's not finished yet. It's not the god thing yet. But also, isn't it cool?
Yeah, it's like nah. It's kind of freaking me out, man.
Yeah, you're kind of freaking me out, dude. I just came to here to see which refrigerators are going to have AI this year at the Consumer Electronics Show.
Which refrigerators can I count on to be leaking my personal data?
That's like one of the new things. Like I have somebody who works in, you know, tech and like working on like consumer goods and shit. And like so much of it is being like scanning your refrigerator to be able to like order food that you might need. Or like another thing is like to be able to look at what you have in your refrigerator and then suggest like recipes based on the ingredients you already have and stuff like that. But you know, the companies like Walmart and Amazon are want to be like, yeah, man, like, let us know what's in your fridge and like, we'll just auto order everything for you and just very frictionless. It's going to be very frictionless.
So frictionless. So thought like they friction, AKA thought. They just want to remove all the thought. And yeah, the offer is we can do what you do with your own brain, just like way worse.
You don't have to do it no more.
Yeah, but you don't have to do it at all. It'll just be right. way worse.
Yeah.
So, yeah, do we have
a deal? Don't take going to the store. Some of us love that. I love
going to the store. I definitely have that thing from the White Noise novel where, like, I get, like, some brain chemical, some dopamine rush, just, like, being at a grocery store, seeing all the colors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's like also some shit from childhood because like I would always be like, mom, give me this. She's like, hell no. Mm-hmm. So like it's like my same thing with sneakers. I'm like, well, guess what? Now I can go to the store and say yes to everything, but I'm still just getting like normal shit. But I just
FaceTime
I don't know.
Your There's mom like, buying like the Oreos.
Yeah.
You're like birthday
I'm like,
cake,
yeah,
mom.
See that? Guess what, mom? These are triple stuff. Hold that. And people are like, sir, you've been in here for 45 minutes just recording the same clip over and over. I'm like, the last ones were not good enough. I think I got a good take. I will be checking out now. Thank you.
All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
And we're back.
We're back.
And Narc Sucker Nerd is in the news again.
Dude, because he's the fucking, he's the Wagyu god now, bro.
I mean, it's so, just.
So it's dumb, dude. I hate this. He's already on his ranch talking about, like, just, you know, like on Wired, we saw like these supposed plans for like his like apocalypse bunker. It just sounds like his whole thing
carnivore,
is.
I'm the ultimate carnivore, actually.
Yeah, exactly. I'm the apex predator. I'm a billionaire. Right. And he just wants to live underground and raise his Wagyu cattle and like have this like picture of him sitting in front of like a very big piece of meat. And
cursed
said,
piece of meat, mostly
started
fat.
Raising cattle at the Ko'olau Ranch in Kauai. And my goal is to create some of the highest quality beef in the world. The cattle are Wagyu and Angus, and they'll grow up eating macadamia meal and drinking beer that we grow and produce here on the ranch. We want the whole process to be local and vertically integrated. And by local, I mean we will actually restrict any participation by locals in this industry. And he says now each cow eats like 5,000 to 10,000 pounds of food each year. So that's a lot of acres of macadamia trees. My daughters help plant the mac trees and take care of our different animals. We're still in the early journeys and it's fun improving on it every season. On all my projects, this is the most delicious.
Yeah, it's just a little homegrown operation of a, like, how many acres does he have?
I don't know. It's
just me and my daughters out here planting, hand planting some trees for our little cows.
And like, are you, when we know like what, you know, cattle ranching does to the environment, are you doing that a certain way to kind of offset that whole part? Okay, no. And the beer thing, that's such a like guy who read about Wagyu once type of thing. Cause like not every person, not every place that raises like actual Wagyu in Japan feeds them beer.
Right.
Like there's Matsuzaka Gyu, which is one of the places they do, but like Kobe, like where Kobe beef comes from, they don't do that shit. And a lot of
seems
them don't
unhealthy,
too.
I would assume, to just drink nothing but beer. That's like,
yeah,
you would be about as healthy as like one of the founding fathers who, like, you know, I feel like when I think about their diets, it's like their most of their calories are burned passing like fist-sized kidney stones.
Right,
like, you know, like just,
right.
Why are we taking it back to a it's time just, when it's, fresh water was not available?
Yeah, he's. I don't know. I mean, like, at least he's. He wasn't wearing a Meta helmet when he did it. So, I mean, there's that. I wonder if he's finally putting that to bed. And he's like, "Fuck it, dude. Like, let me just raise cattle. I think that I can do that and like punch the sides of beef like Rocky as I train for my fake MMA fights."
Like, if you tried to fly a drone there, how quickly would a surface-to-air missile just, like, blow that shit out of the sky?
I don't know. That would be a really good... Like, someone should just start a YouTube channel to test how, like, restrictive spaces near billionaires are.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder, yeah, curious. Like, would, like, an anti-drone drone fleet then be launched to intercept your drone?
Probably. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or do they just do the thing?
It wouldn't be spectacular. It would just like quietly come up. It would be five drones that come up behind your drone before it notices anything. It's just like, shh, shh, shh.
Hey, and then breaks your drone's neck.
You're coming with me. You're coming with me. Yeah.
Snap.
Like, oh, you think you're a tough guy.
Oh, so you're a tough guy. I think, or just a fucking army of lawyers just scare the shit out of you and be like, we'll sue your ass into fucking oblivion.
Yeah.
And maybe that's what it is. Rather, like, we're creating a fantasy world, like, it's all fucking high-tech. Yeah. it's just the threat of litigation is their main weapon.
Get sued into houselessness, basically.
Yeah.
We're at a stage, I need to learn more about this, but there's this product, that the Rabbit R1, a smartphone without the phone part, and people are, like, it's the new AI assistant, but it does feel like we're now, like, backward inventing things, where... They've added AI to everything, and now it's just going to be a slow process of like rolling it back.
Like, yeah, okay, well, they're like,
what about a refrigerator that doesn't have an AI assistant attached to it?
Right. One that doesn't allow magnets to be stuck to it. Oh.
What about an underground tunnel system that you can take individual cars through rather than a subway, which has more seating? Just this one is just one-offs.
Yeah. I mean, I guess the whole thing is here, it's like a super app because it uses all these other apps and like streamlines it for you. So you can just be like, sure. Hey, motherfucker, I need these sets of tires ordered.
It's and like, it just the like her.
It goes to, yeah, yeah.
The her Which, AI assistant. Yeah. I mean, if that's what it is, that's great. I just don't fucking need it. I like, personally don't need it.
I like going to the store. I like going to a mechanic's place and pretending I'm a macho man who understands what's being said and be like, yep, mm-hmm. Yeah, well, then that's not good, right? Yeah, so let's not do that unless
I mean, consult my AI assistant quickly, sir. Thank you.
AI assistant, give me a very masculine response to this question about tire treads.
And then finally, the People's Choice Awards nominees were announced, I guess, which... first of all, it was news to me that People's Choice Awards are still a thing. They are going to be hosted by Simu Liu. And it's... So, two things that I noticed in the awards. One, mm-hmm. The Last of Us did, in fact, come out this year. I still don't believe... Or, I guess, last year. But that for some reason, that is the most 2021 pandemic-ass TV show that totally came out in 2023, apparently. Yeah. I think it's because it was
supposed to come out earlier, and it got pushed back. And I think that's what it was. But I remember when we were talking about the...
I wasn't, like, waiting on it or anything.
Yeah, so. But in the year-end episodes, I remember us all being like, nah.
That's...
2023?
Yeah, that seems wrong. But also, like, the People's Choice Awards... So now, like, the way they're determined is... through online voting, so they're kind of they hadn't heard tell that like online polls are not a good way to make decisions.
Right.
And so like the winner of last year's like best picture was Don't Worry Darling, but for a long time I was looking back over the awards and like People's Choice like has a better record, I think, in terms of just like picking out iconic movies that are like the movies that we remember from that year.
Right.
Like going through The Sting, which did win the Academy Award, Jaws, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. They have an advantage where they will pick two movies in a given year. So that's
fine.
That's good.
I like a push.
Star Wars, Grease, Rocky 2. Now, look, maybe some people will be like, Rocky 1, better film. I don't know if that's true, but if you miss the first one, instead of like waiting 20 years and being like, and now we'll give the award to Stallone for some lesser work, just give it to the fucking sequel.
Yeah.
Just be like, Rocky 2. How about that? Empire Strikes Back, Raiders of the Lost Ark, E.T., Return of the Jedi, Beverly Hills Cop, Back to the Future, Top Gun, Fatal Attraction. So like, while the Oscars were awarding like Out of Africa and, you know, like Chariots of Fire, you know,
right.
It was
Shakespeare People's Choice
was like Raiders, Empire Strikes Back, E.T., and Back to the Future. Like they had their finger on the pulse a little bit more than the Academy Awards, I feel like, in the 80s and 90s.
Wait, how come they don't have one for 98 on this like list? Anyway, like when you look at the ones in the 90s, you're like, or 80, I'll start 89 Batman. Yep. Pretty Woman. Yep. Terminator 2 Judgment Day. Yeah.
Few
Good
sir.
Men. Yeah. Jurassic Park. Uh-huh. Forrest Gump. Mm-hmm. Apollo 13. Damn, Ron Howard had him fucking wave.
Really
Independence Day. Liar, Liar.
Liar, Liar. Now that's
and Titanic.
That's the point at which I'm like, you know what? Like,
we're
that
wobbling.
Is controversial, but you guys were like on one. You were like really feeling yourselves, and you're like, yeah, we're going to give it to Liar, Liar on this.
Yeah, I think because it's like, obviously Titanic was the one that was like on the charts forever, but it's like, y'all, people were fucking heavy with Liar, Liar.
People were fucking heavy with Liar, Liar, and rightly so. That is a movie that is burned into my brain from that time
period.
Oh,
yeah.
Titanic, Sixth
Fletcher,
Sense.
Audrey. Yeah. Sorry, I had to exercise those Liar, Liar demons really quick.
The Claw. Yeah. So I don't know. Like, just a shout out to People's Choice Awards for having a pretty good run there. I feel like a lot of these movies, if the Academy Awards did the thing that we talk about where they go back and, you know, check their work 5 years later,
five years.
Just like give the award for the movies that came out 5 years ago. And like really had the benefit of like 5 years of hindsight and see like what actually holds up. I feel like some of these movies would have gotten the awards.
And
the Academy.
Also to, you know, our future alien overlords, before you invade and you're trying to create humanoids that can fit in with us. If you're training them, do not use the lists of the Academy Award winners to try and create, you know, some semblance of a knowledge about popular culture. You absolutely should be going off these People's Choice Awards, because I don't know how many people saw a fucking Crash, but I'll tell you what, a lot of fucking people saw Harry Potter or the fucking Dark Knight.
Correct.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
The People's Choice Awards had the courage to give the Movie of the Year award to Shrek when nobody else did, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The people chose. All right. Well, those are some of the things that are trending on this Thursday, January 11th. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show.
Yep.
Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves.
Yep.
Get the vaccine.
Yep.
Don't do nothing about white supremacy.
Nope.
And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye. Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.